You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the alternative media this Saturday morning. This is June 19, 2021. And I'm your guest host, Richard Carey, filling in for Farron Schoaf, who is on an extended hiatus. And we'll give you updates when we can. I'm sure he'll be back as soon as he's in the right situation again to do so, folks. But it is still his slot, and we're just keeping the seat warm for him here. And I do have with me today Jeremy from Kentucky. He does the show In Plain Sight and Monday through Friday evenings at RBN. That's 9 to 10 Central. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, Richard. Good morning, and happy Juneteenth Day to you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Happy Juneteenth, indeed.
It had been... How are you going to celebrate?
It had been a long time coming.
I think I'm going to crack a couple of 40s and binge watch Sanford and Son after I go buy a slab of ribs from my local barbecue shop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know if Sanford and Son would be politically correct enough now. You at least should watch The Jeffersons, moving on up, right?
To the east side? No, zebras. He called his neighbors zebras. You can't have that. Shut down.
Yeah, that was still pretty challenging compared to today's standards. Well, I don't know where to begin here. I mean,
well, we started off with the Juneteenth. I sent you an NBC News article that I found pretty scary. One dead, mm-hmm. 12 injured. Did you glance at that one? Apparently a black guy has opened fire and injured 12 people and killed one in Arizona. Should I cover that one real quick?
Yeah. Let's hear some more details, please.
Yahoo News. Arizona had a suspect in custody after one person was killed and 12 other people were injured in a series of what appeared to be drive-by shootings on Thursday. Peoria police said 19-year-old Ashen Tricicario of the town of Surprise was booked Friday morning on suspicion of murder, aggravated assault, drive-by shooting, and endangerment. Quote, his motive is still unknown at this point, as detectives are still sorting through the evidence to determine exactly what occurred, the department said in a statement. And authorities responded to reports of an active shooter, West Valley, about 20 miles north of downtown Phoenix, about 12:30 p.m. Mountain Time. The Surprise Police Department tweeted initially, the shooting spree resulted in 8 separate incidents within about an hour and a half. And that was according to the Peoria Police. And then if you look at the coverage on this, what they're trying to not tell you is that the individual, the shooter, was black. Were they surprised in Surprise, I wonder? Yeah. If you can actually see a video here, if you pull up some of the articles on it of the individual being arrested, very clearly a black man, and nothing is seen about, nothing is said about whether it could have been racially motivated, nothing at all. It's not even given his color. So that would be racist. That's racist to give any type of description of an individual of color. You can't do that.
Yeah, only when the perp is a white man. And preferably when the victims are people of color, it suits the narrative to mention the race. It's interesting how often they'll get excited in the corporate media, assuming that the assailant is white, and then, oh, well, we have to just forget we mentioned that incident whatsoever if it turns out to be demographics which don't suit the agenda.
Exactly, and I'm wondering how many other places is this happening and it's not being reported on. You know, there's quite a bit of black on white crime as it is, but with the lower IQ black community, you know, there's the regular blacks that we all know that are great people that own the barbecue shops and the barber shops and stuff like that. And then there's the lower IQ, more grug population that really buy into this and get all bent out of shape about it. And they really believe that the white man is killing them, you know, in the streets, you know, via police officers, police confrontations. And so they're just going to snap. And I think that's maybe what we're seeing here.
Well, we seem to have a soft genocide of whites culturally these days. For years in Europe, white women, European women have been shamed for reporting rapes. You know, it's almost always these immigrants, in their case, very often blacks of Muslim countries of origin or predominantly. But in general, they're considered a racist for even mentioning it. I've heard of ads. I don't know if you could call them ads, but promotion of the idea you're not even supposed to resist. These white women aren't supposed to even resist when a person of color tries to rape you, because you're just doing more harm. It could wind up violent. Then it could create bad optics for the agenda, right? So I can't believe it's become that much the norm there. But yeah, this is a real thing. I've seen a lot of articles over a few years now. I'm sure you have as well. And it's just disgusting where, you're supposed to tolerate rape in the spirit of equity, right? The new word.
It's the only thing that trumps this feminist believe all women at all costs, no matter what, even if it happened 40 years ago in college, and you get accused of playing beer pong off of $10 hookers' bellies, like Kavanaugh or God, Kegs Kavanaugh. You know, they were reaching all the way back, and the meme was believe women. Well, that holds up until it's a rape charge against an immigrant, right? Then, like you're talking about, and then you're racist if you push back or you start mentioning these types of statistics. I even remember, I think it was Germany. I'm going to look it up in a minute just to make sure I get the data right. But there was a little boy that was raped by a migrant at a swimming pool. And the man said it was a sexual emergency in court. That was his defense. And I think he got less than a decade of jail. I don't even think he got that. I'm going to look it up and make sure I'm telling it right. But do you remember hearing that report of them raping a child in a pool?
No, I really do not remember that one. Sexual emergency.
Not even kidding.
Wow.
So as we're going through the show, I'm going to try to find that one. And if Mike, if you found it or anybody else finds it, then...
Or Sam. We have Sam in the control room.
Man, Mike is my co-pilot, man. He's my navigator. He's my guy. And I'm just used to saying Mike. Sorry, Sam. I'm sure you're great. You're really appreciated to you, guy. I'm just used to Mike here. But yeah, no, that's exactly what we're looking at is as these... third worlders invade. And so the regular black on white and black on black crime is bad enough in America, but once the floodgates are opened, I mean, how's it going to be? I know a situation in my small town where I was born in Mayfield, Kentucky. About 2007, 2008, they let a bunch of Somalian Muslims into the chicken plant to work. And these people, they lasted about, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, and they were getting fired. And then they just didn't leave, and they did not even integrate into our black community. Our black community was like, "Yo, man, what's up with these guys?" You know, because they are so totally different. Their culture is totally different. That they would go through the grocery store where my sister worked, and if the black Somalian man felt like the little girl cashier was getting uppity, one time he spit in her face. The manager had to kick this guy out. these Somalians were going outside of Walmart and surrounding females. Like, we've got the all-night Walmart. They're going out at like midnight, following a female out and surrounding her car. We had reports of that. It got to be to where the rednecks in the area had to start making their presence known, you know, in the parking lots, just to sort of, you know, push this down and keep these people in check. They tried to build a mosque here in the city. You know, the city could not legally disallow it, but they never got it built. The red tape was put on them, and it never happened. So, but that's my whole point is that how bad is it going to get? Like, now that the floodgates are open, and they are. I mean, what little Trump has done to stop the tide of immigration, well, you know, that's gone. That's gone. And these third worlders, especially from South America, are you know, feeling like in Central America, they can just march right in. And it's not just South and Central America. I mean, there's African Muslims coming into South and Central America and coming up with the caravans. Not looking good.
I've heard a while back, I think it was on the state level, some legislation passed to basically allow a person to defend themselves if they're in a vehicle with a crowd closing in, attacking the vehicle, trying to get into it, trying to get at the person, to basically to do what this individual, I don't know the name of the gentleman at Charlottesville, who hit Heather Heyer, was it? Who he hit?
James Fields.
Okay, James Fields. Where that would be actually something legal. I don't know if I were to guess, it was somewhere in the southeast, maybe Florida or somewhere. I mean, and then what we do have in Texas, evidently a lot being done. I mean, I like to push back to the masks and lockdown restrictions from DeSantis in Florida, but Greg Abbott in Texas, it looks like on the border situation, he's getting pretty hardcore, planning to actually arrest people himself, build a wall himself. So if we could have other states take on that initiative and, just get rid of these really certain cities that ruin it for entire states, you know, as far as these little blue enclaves. I hear Oregon just had some secession. Isn't that right? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I've heard that there's some counties that are seceding, going to other states. Now, I don't know. I was about to say, I don't know if that's going to fly, but I mean, apparently it is. I haven't heard, you know, as to anything that's being done about it. By the way, you were mentioning the law on protecting yourself and your vehicle. I know that Oklahoma did such a law, and the day that they were voting on it, BLM stormed the Capitol in Oklahoma City and basically pulled a January 6th. Or tried to.
Now, why could you justify having such a problem with that law? You know, that is an obvious, endorsement. You know, of this sort of group gang, thuggery. Is that a word? Thuggery.
We're gonna make it one. On Juneteenth. I don't. When we coined the word thuggery. If it hasn't already been coined. No, you're right. Why would they have a problem? And then, of course, now I remember reporting on this story on my show, I probably could find the article if we needed to, but I think everybody's pretty much aware of it. But yeah, the BLM stormed the Capitol in protest of this law. Why? Because they know they're about to get hit. They're about to get hit by a car if they don't, you know, stop harassing people and trying to drag them out of their vehicles. That's what the deal is. We all know that.
Yeah, it's pretty absurd how much you don't get coverage again when the races don't suit the optics. I heard a poll that a critical race theory. Let's see, I don't know who took this. I have a quote from the Washington Examiner, so maybe they're the ones who did the poll. A critical race theory makes race relations worse. To most people who were asked, 43% said yes, only 24% said no. And yes, I think it's a no-brainer. You know, that it's not really a question that really even needs a response to anyone who's looking at it objectively. They try to hide so much literature about the anti-white conditioning and the gender conditioning from the parents. When you try to ask for materials, there have been cases where they give you false curriculum, you know, to just have a, okay, this is what we're really teaching the children. This is the other set that we're going to claim to the parents that we're teaching the children if they ask for a copy. That's even been done, just showing how much these people know they're in the wrong, Jeremy.
Yeah, and, you know, I really like the pushback that we're getting out of Florida on this critical race theory in the classrooms. You know, you were mentioning how, you know, before they would just sort of keep it from the parents what they were teaching, and now they're all coming out in your face with it, and they're getting the pushback that they knew that they would. DeSantis is pushing back on CRT, and, you know, liberal Twitter commentators were comparing DeSantis to Hitler and comparing this to how Hitler got rid of liberal policies in the Weimar. And I'm like, yeah, keep talking about that. Just keep talking about that and let people look into the Weimar and what did Hitler really get rid of. And they might be like, oh, wow, maybe this will, maybe we ought to look into this guy a little bit more and what was going on in Germany at the time. But yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're going to push it. They're going to cause a backlash. And it's going to be more than just governors. I mean, entire parents are, you know, pulling their kids and doing homeschooling. I know I can pull up an article here in a minute to get the data on that, but I know it's increased a lot in the last year between the COVID hoax and schools and the masks and now the CRT being taught. So you're going to get a backlash on every front. And I guess that's what they want. I'm not sure. That's a good question. Do they want a backlash? Are they wanting to get people riled up? Or are they trying to tiptoe through this and just kind of lead people along and push their agenda, thinking that there really won't be? What do you think?
Well, it's amazing just how much they've accomplished in just the average tone of America, just in my lifetime, your lifetime. You know, if you look at the last, what, like 45 some odd years,
mm-hmm.
and it's just a completely different country than what we were born into.
I just, especially with me growing up in a small town in the 80s, which was more like Mayberry than it was Mayfield. And I mean, we couldn't fathom, you know, third world people coming into our country and, you know, being allowed to get away with what they're getting away with. We couldn't fathom a tranny reading to our kids in the library. We couldn't even fathom these things in the 90s, really, even when you had the Don't Ask, Don't Tell going on. We especially could never fathom social services removing a child from a home because the parent would not let the child do reassignment gender surgery or some sort of, you know, puberty blockers. That would have been such a foreign concept just even in the 90s when I was a teenager. And so, yeah, I mean, and it's like it's accelerating. It's at such a rapid pace, we almost can't keep up with it. And will there be a backlash? Well, if there hasn't been one yet, I wonder if there is going to be one. And I mean on a massive scale.
Yeah, I mean, well, they certainly benefit from anything that they can cash in on, like January 6th, as far as distorting the narrative enough to suit the agenda. And it's also, well, I mean, it doesn't really matter, I suppose. It's hard to say if a backlash will or will not happen. Do they want one? I really couldn't say. In the case of critical race theory, I mean, we have everyone indoctrinated. We have the children. We have corporations with all their staff. We have the military, we have the FBI, CIA,
yeah.
You know, I was perusing, and Republic Broadcasting Network has had a lot of great COVID articles lately, by the way, folks. There's this one article, and it mentions a new report on critical race theory and climate change. So in addition to tying climate change into the COVID pandemic, they want to associate critical race theory as well. We'll get to this a bit more after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Back here, folks, on the alternative media here at RBN. Richard Carey, guest host, filling in for Farron Schoaf here this morning with Jeremy from Kentucky as co-host. And Jeremy, I was going to mention a bit on this interweaving of these different agendas in this one article. But first, did you have some more to mention on this topic of our endorsed rape culture? I saw you were sending me some other articles that you might want to reference.
Yeah, man, it'll make your blood boil. Not only did this man claim sexual emergency, it was overturned. I mean, this is Daily Mail. This is from 2016. And this is the latest I could find on it. I don't know if there's any more, but it says, Iraqi refugee who raped 10-year-old boy at swimming pool in a sexual emergency had his conviction overturned. because the Austrian court didn't prove he realized the boy was saying no. That, I don't even know what to say to that. It says they want harder evidence the boy, 10, was forced to act against his will. Pretty much, because the man drugged the boy into a changing room or something, raped him, and then the boy told the lifeguard. I mean, a simple trip to the emergency room, you know, I don't want to get too graphic here, but that kind of damage, you know, can't be overlooked. And it would be very easy to prove rape in that case. So, not to mention that he was 10, and even if the guy just touched him inappropriately, that should be enough. I just can't even believe it. I thought that he did a little bit of time, but Amir was the guy's name, 20 years old. He said he did it because of a sexual emergency and had sex in 4 months. I mean, these people are just animals. And if you pull up, if you pull that up and I had to DuckDuckGo it, I mean, most of these rapes of boys are occurring in Europe. I didn't find anything in the U.S. I'm sure there are plenty. But, you know, it's article after article. There's another one about a boy that was raped by his classmates on a field trip in Germany. So, you know, that's what they come from. That's why they live under Sharia law. That's why women have to travel around covered up head to toe and escorted by a man. And in their culture, in these Muslim cultures, they view boys as sex objects.
Wow. So not that it isn't bad enough for our women to be raped and it being covered up, but our children as well, no less. And yes, I could imagine it could go on a bit here in the U.S. as well. There are a lot of pockets now of excessive third worldness, we'll just say, throughout European nations where these refugees are being constantly transferred in, courtesy of Open Society Foundation funding, among others.
All the usual suspects, and they knew this was going to happen. The people that orchestrated this knew it would happen. That's what I'm proposing. You release these people coming out of a caliphate into a European society where women dress scantily and they have all kinds of access to boys. That's going to happen. And they knew it.
And this is all welcomed by those who want to take down Europe and America. I could see America, for them, being something to just try to suck dry and then leave in the dustbin of history. Europe, of course, they'd like to shift into this Eurasian shift we always hear about, right? But, you know, on that note, I mean, these days people try to demonize Russia so much in the Putin era. And, you know, I agree with a lot of what I've heard you state and what I've heard from Dr. Slattery, from Patrick Slattery as well on that. I mean, sure, yeah, Dugin is certainly full of a lot of toxic weaving of ideologies. But at the same time, I don't think the threat is Russia any more than it is China. It's within our nations is the greatest threat. And they want to see a complete transformation of Europe that is more subservient to these third world ideologies and America. I think they would just like to see it go down. As I say, you know, just suck it for all it's worth. Of course, there are a lot of elites here in America who like living here, and they wouldn't agree with that. So we do have, of course, conflicting factions among these those in power. Anyone who thinks it's a single group and you just have to figure out who, you know, what that group is. Well, that's just human nature to try to simplify things beyond anything realistic.
And if it were highly centralized, then you would have a target. But because it's spread out and it's more of a group behavior, it's much harder to target just one place, you know, or just one entity. But, yeah.
Oh, wow. It looks like we have the bottom of the hour break already. All right, folks, stick around and we'll be back for second half of this first hour.
truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Dreamer, but my heart's of gold. I had to run away high so I wouldn't come home low. Just waiting, things
and
went
we
right.
Are back, folks. I'm the alternative media, Richard Carey, guest host filling in for Farron Schoaf. And I have here today Jeremy from Kentucky as co-host. And again, Jeremy is host of In Plain Sight, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on RPN. And if I didn't mention, I do the slot 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday on RPN, Beyond the Official Narrative. If you haven't, please check out our shows, and we do both appreciate feedback from callers as well. And do support the station, folks. I didn't mention that yet today, but RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donations too small. And we're the only way you can have anything like this possible. You know, you really have to self-fund it. So please help ensure that we can continue RBN well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website page, republicbroadcasting.org. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation of cash, check, money order to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Actually, it's been pretty slim pickings in recent weeks, the donations to bills ratio. So please, this is an ideal time to donate, if you could, folks. Make sure that we don't have to leave any bills unpaid, get shut down. Be sure to keep the home fires burning of free speech. And now then, Jeremy, you had a couple more points to make. Something on Mr. Dugan, Alexander Dugan, is that right?
Yeah, I did a little bit of a research into him when I first ran across his National Bolshevik Party. And William from Montana, the late William, and I did a little deep dive on Dugan in Russia on this very show when I was co-hosting. Oh, I think it was back in fall of 2018. I've got the link to that, or I can find the link to that. But I just wanted to mention that Dugan is a mixed bag, and he doesn't – a lot of the alt-right will criticize him on his Eurasian policy. It's more of a – he is against the Western liberal democracies, and he actually predicted that they would fall from internal – strife and conflict, and I guess he's not wrong, but his Eurasia was more of a uniting with the Slavics and the Turks, I guess politically and militarily, because of the geopolitics of that area, and he pushed back against Atlanticism, which was the alliance of the America and Europe against Russia, and so he felt that a Eurasian alliance, and even including good relations with China, that would be the sort of thing that Russia could use to push back against Western degeneracy. So Dugan does have a large council of Jews. He steers away from the racist aspect of politics, but he does push back against the immoral liberal democracies of the West. And, you know, like I said, he's not someone that I would support, but I did get a little bit more insight into him from doing that study. And he doesn't really influence Putin as much as a lot of the people in the alt-right have claimed that he does. I mean, he's just a philosopher, and I'm sure he's at audiences with Putin, but it's not like he's in Putin's ear whispering, you know, all day, every day. So that I just wanted to mention that on Dugan, try to take a little bit of a nuanced stance on that before we move on. But that's all I had on it.
And yes, no, I agree. I've heard certain sound bites repeated and repeated of, you know, that he has Putin's ear, you know, this person said it. So, you know, yeah, it must mean he's in control of the direction of the nation and geopolitics from Russia. So, yeah, I do think that can be a bit overstated, but Dugan on his own. It is a bit of a mixed message. You can do with it what you will. It's hard to say, well, as far as National Bolshevism, I read some early academic, it was like college website sort of based that he had posted years back when he first formulated the National Bolshevism. And, well, I don't find it very appealing. It certainly draws too much from the Bolshevik ideologies, and it is extremely kosher, you know. It is very Jew inclusive. Now, I know there are theories these days on strategy and, you know, how much we can expect to accomplish in a certain time frame realistically, and when you look at how many people you really need on your side to affect change. I don't know. Maybe I'd have to read it a bit more, but from what I recall, I mean, I can't see he's changed it that much from that paper's dissertation, and it does seem to draw too much for my liking from Bolshevik ideals. I don't know if you really want to become Marxists to overcome Marxism as far as your tactics. You know, I don't know.
In his lingo, I think Bolshevism, which in Russia means the majority, I think he's trying to restore some sort of a national power like that the Russians had without the communism, I think is what he was going with that, because he does push back against Western degeneracy. He was accused of calling for the genocide of Ukrainians after the August 2014 deal in the Ukraine. He actually was disappointed that Putin did not arm and aid the pro-Russian insurgents in the Ukraine after the army's early July offensive in that year of 2014. But he did not actually say he wanted the Ukrainians themselves genocided. It was more of like he wanted the powers, you know, that were pushing, that were behind the Ukrainian government to be taken out, sort of like how Ahmed Ahmadinejad in Iran, you know, that Hannity always says that Iran calls for the destruction of Israel and America, when actually the context, as David Duke pointed out, the context of that statement was he was against the Zionist powers that, you know, allow America and Israel to dominate the Middle East and totally take down governments and restructure them. So, again, though, I do not endorse Dugin. Just pointing out some things here. And unlike you, I'm very suspect of him. I certainly wouldn't join any organization that had to do with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. Maybe just to go through a bit of the other interesting articles from the week. I saw this one from a nurse. Now, she didn't die. A nurse who got her... Sorry, we had a little noise here. A nurse who didn't die after getting her mRNA shots, but she says she didn't recover for months, and she still suffers from extreme fatigue. It was a 33-year-old nurse. And she, she got COVID, they're saying, long after, several months after being fully vaccinated. And they're claiming that it's extremely rare. They're claiming all of the adverse reactions are extremely rare, of course, and playing down a lot of this. But, I mean, I'm hearing both things that, yeah, you, of course, are in much greater danger of seasonal infections, anything you might catch once you get these shots. Your natural immune system is just destroyed permanently, many are suggesting in the medical community. And also that if you've already had and recovered from COVID, you know, alleged COVID variants thereof, then it's dangerous to get these shots, even more so than someone who hasn't already come across it. And of course, if we're to believe, you know, that these sort of variants exist and that having no symptoms is common and valid, still passes through your system and your body recognizing it and having it in its database, if you will, of your immune system, then I don't know. It's clearly a case of cooking the books, though, with the PCR tests. On both sides, to keep ramping up the COVID cases and COVID deaths on the one end and lower the cycles to have as few as possible positives from people who have had the shots. Of course, they are only reporting if it's a reaction that's requiring long-term hospitalization or death in most cases. And a lot of hospitals are discouraging their staff from reporting on a lot of these. But the Bayer's system, I heard a huge number. I can't remember offhand. I believe it was 150,000 deaths that were removed from the Bayer's system. And over at West Point, they're forcing unvaxxed cadets into solitary confinement. Now, I've heard different directions. You know, some corporations are backing away. Others, like in Houston, because of that one business, was it a hospital that set the tone for a few more to be more aggressive about forcing the shots? But others in the country and in general backing away. Nonetheless, though, I mean, yeah, West Point forcing unvaxxed cadets into solitary confinement. So they're basically taking away their freedoms, torturing them. How do you feel about this, Jeremy? I mean, you used to be in the military.
Well, I know that I think the data that I've heard is almost half of the military are refusing the vaccine now. And so that's going to be interesting because, I mean, they can just discharge them. And, you know, maybe that's a part of a long-term strategy. I know that they've been letting homos and trannies in the military at rates previously thought impossible. And so what kind of military are we going to have now when they even get rid of these members that refuse the vaccine who probably are more conservative? That seems to be the profile of COVID vax refusers, more conservative, more right-wing. And so is this a purge of the military? That's a question. And my opinion is that it is. They want a weak military. I guess they're done, you know, mopping up the Middle East with our guys, and now they're just they want a docile military that could never turn on them in a coup. Because that's a very real possibility. If they keep pushing hard enough, there could be enough military members that just say enough. And as far as the nurse you were referencing, I believe that was Kern. It was Anna Kern. And I got this on a Business Insider article. She was a nurse in New York City. She had got the jab 5 months ago, and her symptoms are getting worse now with, you know, headache and fever and fatigue. So, also with all these vaccinated people now, they're not wanting to admit the sicknesses and the deaths, but then come the fall when they're ready to kick this up again, all they got to do is start testing vaccinated people and focus the media on these people and say, well, look, here's a resurgence because of the unvaxxed. This is a resurgence. This is a new strain. It'd be very easy for them to do. But I guess that's my two questions to you. One, what did you think about my theory on them weakening the military on purpose, knowing that a lot of military members would refuse the vax? And then two, what about a resurgence in the fall? Based, you know, and blaming it on the unvaxxed.
Well, they're weakening the military in so many ways, as far as the gender conditioning agenda and all of these woke ads, even for like CIA, you know, and just related three-letter agencies of the government. But the whole phenomenon of purging right wingers, a so-called right-leaning extremists, as they try to set the tone. I mean, that goes back to the Obama administration. I understand there was a considerable vetting of military and. Well, now, I don't know, not being in the military myself, but I've interviewed with a gentleman a few times, and he actually, near the coming of the election and after, as you can imagine, he stopped keeping in touch with me, you know, basically. He's like afraid probably of any contacts he could have because of this, you know, this attitude that's out there. Now they have January 6th as a precedent, of course. But yeah, I was reading this whole dissertation on Biden's domestic terrorism strategy. They're saying it's the Patriot Act on steroids. And they want to consolidate and share intelligence on groups or individuals of interest, discovery of transnational connections, would be NSA-related, government-wide training on identifying and dealing with domestic threats, expanding online surveillance and censorship, expanding legal resources, legislative reform, new criminal laws, screening and vetting of all DOD, Homeland Security, and law enforcement employees. And it's, of course, domestic extremism for the catchphrase, the domestic extremists. And, of course, this is not at all alleging to anything implying anything BLM or Antifa whatsoever. It's all about those darn right wingers, including those evil Trump supporters who threatened AOC's life on January 6th, Jeremy.
They desecrated the podium, the great podium of democracy, too, by picking it up and having pictures taken of themselves with it. It's unbelievable. And no, you're to your point of the military. You know, another subversion is the CRT, the critical race theory. That's being rejected by large amounts of members in the military. And they really control every aspect of your life when you're in the military, especially when you're at work and you're using your computer. If you post anything right wing on Facebook, they'll come down on you. All my friends in the military just quit posting.
Yeah, even the students in the schools now, on their free time, they're not expected to have any views the school doesn't approve of. But we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
And we're back, folks. Final segment of Hour 1 here on the Alternative Media. Richard Carey filling in for Farron Schoaf, and here with co-host Jeremy from Kentucky. If you folks want to call in during Hour 2, that number is 512-248-8252. We will have open phones. So 512-248-8252. Or if you do not have the minutes, 800-313-9443. And, well, you know, this attitude of linking critical race theory to the pandemic is just now a way to try to associate it with climate change, an opportunity to link all three. You know, this story I'm looking at, there's really no substance because, you know, you'll just hear them repeat so much of the same environmental justice. They're using phrases like you know, it shows a greater need for equity because people of color are most affected by both changes in the environment, climate change, as well as the COVID pandemic, Jeremy. But you were sharing another article regarding the Pentagon's woke transformation. You want to tell us a little about that?
Oh, yeah. As I was checking out your articles you sent me on West Point and the cadets, the non-vax cadets being isolated, and then the critical race theory and climate change link, you know, this fits right in here. And this is from, let's see, Town Hall, townhall.com. Article's pulling up now. Phone is slow. Pouring a glass of tea. Here we go. As Pentagon goes woke, scores of whistleblowers come forward detailing the insanity engulfing the military. So check this out. We've been through the military's woke transformation. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is all about it. They even had a diversity czar who had to be reassigned after past social media posts were unearthed where he compared Trump to Hitler. Oh, God. And yeah, the crusade to root out extremism got off to a banner start. It goes on to talk about how, you know, people like Ted Cruz and Tom Cotton are pushing back on this, to their credit. It says we should be preparing our troops to defend this country, not taking seminars on bashing white people. And then it has a report on what some of the U.S. Marines have had to say on this so-called training they're getting. Now, another cool thing is Cotton, in the article it mentions that Cotton from Arkansas, a Republican, he is receiving complaints by the military through a whistleblower site. He said here that one Marine told the U.S. military, he told them that a military history training session was replaced with mandatory training on police brutality, white privilege, and systematic racism. He also said several officers are now leaving his unit, citing that training. So this is what we were talking about. You know, they're pushing this on the military, and I think they're hoping that the good people of the military will leave, will just resign their commissions or finish out their terms and go. And so another, you know, one of the questions I asked is why would they be weakening the military? Well, one, they don't want a risk of a coup as they get totally crazy in their wokeness. But number two, the military that I know right now, the members would not be willing to turn on the American populace. But what about a military that they're building? What about this kind of military? Would they be willing to turn on the populace should states buck against the system? That's another question. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I would say the same people who want the eventual destruction of America are also pushing for this critical race theory being institutionalized across military, government, citizens.
Yep. And as you mentioned, it all wraps into one, that they're going to enforce critical race theory, climate change, and COVID hoax.
Yeah. We'll be back for hour two. We're taking your calls. Stick around, folks.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.